Excuse me, I'd like to remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Great, thank you. This is Jeff Newman, Chair of the Policy Process Steering Committee. It is August 12th, 2010. I'm going to ask Gisela to call the roll, please.
Good morning, good afternoon to everyone. On today's call, we have Jeff Newman, Tony Harris, Avery Doria, Alan Greenberg, J. Scott Evans. From staff, we have Glenda Saint-Géry, Marika Konings, Liz Gaster, myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies from Gabriel Pinero. If I can please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Jeff.
Thank you very much. Just an administrative note, we are having some severe thunderstorms in this area, so if I get disconnected, I apologize in advance. Not that I expect a power outage here, but I'm in the administrative building as opposed to the building of with all the networking and stuff. So this building, unfortunately, the admin building, doesn't have generators like the other ones do. So anyway, if that happens, I apologize, and I'm sure Marika can pick up where I left off. So welcome, everyone. It's been a couple of weeks since we last met. And just to remind everyone where we are, we had asked everyone to go back, reread the working group work team report, and to come back with any issues that he or she has or had with the report, with the goal of any issues that this group agrees upon are indeed issues that need to be explored further, would be sent back to the working group work team as opposed to being worked through by us. So that's where we are. The couple weeks are up now, and this call we're set to talk about them to make sure that we can finalize this list with a goal of sending this document or a document incorporating these issues to back to the working group work team to work through this. And, I'll talk to Jay Scott. Jay Scott's on the phone here, but we'll ask, after we go through these issues, we'll ask Jay Scott if he could give an estimate based on these issues here, how long he thinks is reasonable to plan for the working group work team to run through these issues and to answer these questions and come back to us so that we can then look at those changes. And if everything is acceptable, the ultimate goal is to forward it to the council for its deliberations. With that said, is there any questions on what we need to do? Great. So what Marika has produced, and thank you, Marika, for doing this, and welcome back from vacation. She has given us two documents that she has posted on the wiki and had sent around to us earlier. The first document is a list of those issues that we have submitted, that we have submitted, and also a document, the working group work team report, with our comments our comments embedded into those locations in which these issues are raised or would be addressed. So with that said, I think what will be good is to just go through this list and to see if we as a group agree that these are, in fact, issues that we should send back to the working group work team. Any questions? Okay, so these first two – oh, Marika, you have a question, comment?
Yeah, this is Marika. I just have a question as, we received comments from the different stakeholder groups, constituencies. I'm just wondering what those that haven't submitted, does it mean that there were no comments or they're still – they need more time to produce comments, or just maybe to clarify whether there was sufficient time for everyone to turn this around and have that discussion on the document.
So let me, and I'll ask that, and I'll let other people answer. Let me just, I don't think the point really was necessary for us to have to go back to our stakeholder groups. I think a couple of us had said we were going to, or that we had already had comments from our stakeholder group on the final report. But I don't think it was a I don't think it was intended as a stakeholder group specific comment period or solicitation of comments from the stakeholder group. It's great if people went back and did it, but it really wasn't, I don't think that was really what the call to action was. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yep. It is really makes sense, just to make sure that those that either went back or reviewed it themselves, you know, there are no further comments that we can expect, that this is the final list.
Yep. And Jay Scott, was that you? Someone it sounded like wanted to say something, but...
I haven't opened my mouth. Shocking, I know.
Thanks, Jay Scott. All right, it sounded like someone wanted to say something, and I didn't mean to talk over them.
It's Alan. I think I'm the only one who said anything, and I was agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, I like to have that on the record, too, because that's pretty rare. So let's go through it. Actually, the comments that that I'd gotten from the registries, we actually talked about on the last call. And so just to recap what the issues were, was that essentially we had just suggested new wording for Section 2.3, I think it's still 2.3, that would say that the chair would ensure the sub-team is properly balanced with the appropriate skills and resources to ensure successful completion. And, you know, it's the focus on the skills as opposed to the representation. It's really just a kind of a rewording. Then the second one was talking about the liaison role, and it's just basically putting in some of the same language as was done with regarding the chair role, saying that, you know, they're not prevented from stating their personal opinion or advocating, but they should basically make it clear that they're doing it in their separate role. So with those two, I'll just ask the question, is this something, are people comfortable with putting these comments back to the working group work team?
It's Alan. I have a comment.
Sure.
As you could, if anyone saw the comment that At Large made on the PDP report, questioning to what extent the working group structure that we are now living by is really the optimal structure that to be used. I think these kinds of examples are not examples, but issues are important. The participation in these groups is far from balanced, and to say things like the subgroups must be balanced or the chairs or liaisons should not be speaking, I think robs us of the ability to do an awful lot of work and get products out of these working groups. So I'm far more interested in trying to get results and be effective than having rigid rules which inhibit actually doing things. So I support what you're saying.
Okay. And that's good. Yeah, and I did see those comments. So you support... It's good that you support the substance. I think really what we're doing is just, yeah, so we're making the recommendation to the working group work team to see if this is something that they would accept as far as changes in the report.
Yeah.
Do you support that?
Yeah, okay. Yes. And I don't think we have any other process. We're not going to rewrite the report here.
Correct. Jay Scott.
Firstly, I think this is, what, 5 pages long?
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, in the interest of time, I just think this is not a voluminous number of comments. I think Marika could speak to the fact that I think we could go through this in a couple of conference calls and resolve this. That doesn't mean that they will be incorporated. That means that I don't think it would take us long to consider them.
Good. That's good. And Avery has a check mark there, too. And Avery, I think you are a member of that group, too.
She is.
Okay.
Sorry.
So it's always good to have a member of the group put a check mark saying they agree with that that time frame. Okay, great. So let's. I think Tim Ruiz actually went through his comments as well on the last call. So I'm not sure in the interest of time. Basically,
Jeff, I don't think there's a need to go through this bit by bit. I mean, I think all the comments are here. They're a succinct number. I think the question asked is, do we, as chair, I can tell you, we can do these. We've done them before. We did much longer comments than this. I think we can get it done. And so I think we should just submit this list.
Okay, that makes things a lot quicker. Marika, you have a comment?
Yeah, this is Marika. I mean, one question I would have for the members of the PPAC is to look at the document that has the integrated comments, just to make sure, because some of the comments didn't identify specifically to which section or part of the document they related, and I've basically inserted in the parts where I thought they were most relevant. So if we could maybe give members, you know, a week or something to look at that and basically let me know if they feel that a document is or a comment is placed in the wrong part or needs to be, you know, placed somewhere else, that can be updated, just to make sure that the comments are linked to the appropriate sections in the document, because I guess that will help facilitate the review by the working group work team if the comment is linked to the specific language in the document.
Yeah, let's do that. And can you push that document onto Adobe?
Yeah.
And I think, thanks, Jay Scott. I think that's a good I'd rather not go through the list. If everyone agrees with that is a good list, then you're right. I'd rather not go through point by point on the list and just submit it to the working group work team. So let's scroll through to Rick. Do you want to lead this as far as where these are found?
You want me to? I mean, I don't know either if you want to go through them one by one or just give people time, you know, in the course of a week to look at it and come back. I mean, I'm happy to point out.
Can you, and I haven't, because you just posted this, can you point out where we would address, some, like Mike Rodebach's comments? Where would that be addressed?
You can see basically I've put them all in boxes and highlighted in yellow. I need to look where Mike Rodebach's comment went. If you give me a few seconds. It's on page 18.
Okay, sorry. I've put that
with the section on process integrity, because that talks about attendance, participation, everyone having an opportunity to provide input on issues and decisions. So I've added that to that section as, in my view, that related closely to what he was commenting on.
Sorry, it's taking me forever to scroll because every time I try to use the side scroll, it goes back to the beginning.
It's easier to use the arrows and just on the top type in the page where you want to go to.
Yeah, that would be the easy way. Thanks.
I've had the same problem, so.
Are we happy with the wording of that? Do we? Because there were some questions afterwards on, but they may have come from non-PCSC members, actually, but there were some questions that said that, but I think Mike's words are okay. He says, this means no meaningful decisions can ever be taken on working group calls, but must always be subject to the list discussion and polling. Do we want to soften that a little bit? Is that the...
Well, are you asking, are we agreeing with what he said?
I'm trying to agree on how we. I guess what we should do is try to frame the issue for the working group to address. And so, is there a way we can? Well, Jay Scott's got his hand raised. So, is it on this?
No, my comment was just the earlier comment that I can't go through this with regards to the IPC comments and ask if they've been placed in the correct place, because all I did was act as a conduit for that information. I'm going to have to go back to the people that put that together and ask their questions.
Okay.
So I can't do that today because I am not the author of that material. I just supplied it to you.
Yep, and that's fine. I think, again, if we can get this document to the working group work team within the next, 2 weeks, I'd be happy with that, recognizing that, many people are on vacation, so that the working group work team will probably not really meet until September anyway. So that's fine, J. Scott. I think that's in line with our timing. Aubrey?
Yeah, I'm trying to understand from this comment what part of it is comment from the PPSC and what part of it is comment from Mike. And I'm having trouble sort of deciding. I mean, is it the PPSC that's saying that no comments, no decisions should be made on working group calls? Is that Mike's comment? Is that PPSC's interpretation of what Mike's comment means?
So you're exactly right, and that's kind of why I brought this up. As far as, I don't want to reword someone's concerns, but is there a way we can frame it as an issue, as a comment from the PPSC? I mean, and this is speaking in my personal capacity, I do understand the comment he's raising as far as, it's not, people can't always participate on calls, and therefore, should the working group work team address the issue of how decisions are made, and should they ensure that participation on the calls does not advantage participants in the process as opposed to those just on email? And so maybe there's a better way of framing it as an objective question as opposed to a statement. Because I don't know, and I'll let Alan speak, I'm not sure I'd be comfortable in saying this means no meaningful decisions can ever be taken. But I'm comfortable in rewording it as an issue for the working group work team to discuss. Alan?
Yeah, I would certainly support that. Under no conditions would I want this statement being put in under my name. If you look at it from what it's really saying, it says you can't take any decisions on working group calls, and there are working groups where there's virtually no list traffic, which means why bother having the working group at all? And it mentions polling, which, as anyone who's on the VI group has been, knows, it's been an exceedingly sensitive issue. Working groups and very often people who respond to polls are the people who have the largest vested interest in it. And unless you have some sort of complex weighting structure, the output of a poll is moderately meaningless. We went to working groups instead of the task forces because they are not equally balanced and do allow other participation, but there's downsides to that. And how do you evaluate polls is just one of those downsides. So right. I certainly can't support what it says. I understand the problem.
Okay, J. Scott?
Well, I suggest that we just have Marika go in and amend us to say, rather than saying it's from the PPSC directly, say the PPSC member, Mike Rodenbaugh, or, J. Scott Evans for IPC submitted the following.
But you know what, though? I'd kind of rather have, to the extent we can frame the issue, to the extent we can agree, and the extent we can frame the issue in a way, and Mike might not object to this, we can ask him, in an objective way, I'd rather it be the comments from the PPSC, if we can do that, and go through the comments in such a way as to how we can frame that statement, or any of the other ones, by the way, in a way that is more objective as an issue to consider without providing them the answer. I don't know if that makes sense. So if there's a way we can rewrite this one in such a way that it's more framing the issue.
By doing that on this call, aren't we violating what he's saying?
Can I make a slight recommendation?
Yes, and that's why I did say we should run it by Mike.
Can I make a one-word recommendation?
Sure.
If you started the second sentence with "does" and ended it with a question mark.
Sorry, say that again?
basically, if you turn that second sentence into a question and send it back that way.
you've just come up with a new definition of finesse.
Well, you know what? I would actually like to take the first sentence and try to make that into the issue, right? And just basically saying, has the working group considered methods in which a working group could ensure that participants on the mailing list are afforded the same opportunities as those that participate on calls?
I mean, this is Aubrey again. I never put my hand down, but I mean, that's very much sort of saying you take the IETF approach, which is meetings and other things can make tentative decisions, but they all have to be reviewed on the list first. And so I think we've talked about that. I don't know. I don't remember whether we put anything about it in the report, but I'm pretty sure that we did talk about it at some point. So I think sending this back as somewhat of a question is whether it's the first one or the second one or the whole thing, I think, gets the point across.
Right.
By making it a question, you take out the fact that the PPSC is asserting anything.
Right. And then you could actually, I agree. So if you take that sentence that Marika has kind of just put up there, and then taking out the second sentence, because that's kind of an opinion, I guess. The third sentence is reasons for this are cultural, practical. Few people have time and inclination to participate. So maybe you can incorporate those particularly non-English speakers. Is there something from that sentence we should incorporate in the question? Or do you think that's already implicit? And do we want to provide a reasoning for our question? And you could say that the PPSC wants to ensure that those that may not have time or the ability to participate in conference calls and then you could say, in particular, non-English speakers. Have the opportunity to participate fully in a working group. Now, that may be an opinion, too, so I just kind of did that off the cuff. Aubrey?
Yeah, I think once you go to that second sentence, you start to add, and I don't know if that was Mike's content, I think you start to add another content, which is, well, if non-English speakers, but of course you mean English writers, because, or you're saying we have to translate the provisional decisions before they count. So I think you may be opening yet another can of worms by saying especially particular non-English speakers, you know, I think it's fine to say, you know, in particular those for whom English is not a first language, but you may soften it a little, but I don't know how many cans of worms you want to open with this, but if somebody says, I have to assure as a working group chair that the non-English speakers understand everything that's decided at every meeting and agree with it, then you're going to drive me to requesting translations of meeting minutes.
Yeah, with the exception of a couple of at-large groups, the working language is English. Now, you may not feel comfortable in using it, and that may make you a little bit more mild-mannered, but the working language is still English regardless.
Oh, yeah.
So can we, Aubrey, can you repeat those words that you used to substitute? You said, in particular, for those of whom English is not,
their first language.
Can you put, yeah.
Because just as the example I had, when I lived in Korea for a year, people would not talk to me face-to-face, but they would send me very erudite email. You know, they could write English fine. They just knew they couldn't pronounce it properly, so were afraid to.
Okay, so the way Marika has worded it, and then you cross out the non-English speakers, those words, non-English speakers, and then, Jay Scott has his hand raised. Jay Scott?
I suggest that we just don't particularize it at all. We say time or ability, let's just leave it at that. Apparently, Mike is concerned, and he's a full-fledged English speaker.
Most of them.
Okay, with Alan, you got your hand raised?
Yeah, I'm concerned that we're spending this much time trying to worry about this one and ignoring all the others. And I think we need to go back to what someone suggested, that identify this as a concern that was passed through the PPSC and leave it at that and hope the work group investigates the issues. I mean, even the first sentence, I don't feel comfortable with. To say someone doesn't participate in any of the calls and then sends one email on the list and we're supposed to bow down to it, you know, I don't think that's what working groups should be doing either. So I don't think, you know, either we're going to craft each of these or we just have to pass them on saying what they were and hope and presume that the work team is going to think about them as intelligently as we're trying to.
Well, okay, so my ideal, and maybe this is just an ideal, was that we would get the steering committee behind these comments before submitting them to the working group work team. If you could think of another way to word the first sentence, I'm open.
Well, we can do what you just said, but it's going to take us a lot more than this one conference call. And even then, the spirit of this one says we shouldn't be doing it on conference calls. So...
Well, the group is small enough that we could do stuff on conference calls, but, I mean, look, ultimately, again, personal opinion, not chair, I don't think that where people will come out is that we should never have conference calls and we should, you know, never do any work on conference calls. I think what may be an outcome may be something like having conference calls and making sure that the substance of calls are repeated on email or summarized on email and allowing those in the list that couldn't make the call to comment on it, which is a different issue than you're bringing up, Alan, which is saying someone can never go to any meeting and never chooses to attend. I mean, that's something different. But, again, so the ideal was to come up with issues from the PPSC as a group as opposed to issues from individuals, right? So, Jay Scott, you have a comment? Or is that just left out? Okay. So with that said, I mean, let's go with the wording that we have, and then, Alan, why don't you think of a way, if you don't like this wording, why don't you think of a way we can frame the issue for the working group work team. I mean, you understand what we're trying to convey, and I don't think you disagree, right? I don't think you disagree with the notion of the working group work team thinking about how people can participate if they're unable to participate in conference calls.
I don't disagree with that at all, and I think words from us or words from anyone saying that we should ensure that all active participants are, you know, have an opportunity to participate. That's semi-redundant, but the wording there I don't agree with. But I'm more worried the fact that we're spending 20 minutes on this one, which we happen to go to accidentally because someone asked where did Mike Rodenbach's comment go, and I think we need to change or define comment from the PPSC to identify exactly what it means. Either we need to go through every one of these yellow highlighted ones with the same level of granularity we're doing this one, or make sure the header says that we haven't.
Marika, you have a comment?
Yeah, I have a question because I think Jay Scott proposed to take out that sentence in relation to for whom English is not a native language. Was there agreement on that, or is that sentence to be left in?
Well, if we use Alan's philosophy, I guess, of trying not to express an opinion, it seems like maybe we should just take that part out. But
I don't mind expressing opinions, but I think we need to go over all of them, not just this one. And
yeah, okay. So
I'm a little bit worried that we happen to land on this one and are tearing it apart and putting it back together.
Let's finish with this one. I think everyone could take a look at it. Let's leave it in there for now like this, and then we're going to give 2 weeks, or let's see, what day is today? The 12th, 2 weeks is
26.
10 days. We'll give people 10 days to go through it. We do have time on this call to go through other comments that people wanted to go through to make sure it's worded in a way that we're all comfortable that this is a comment from the PPSD. I think that is an exercise we should do. And we have, if we can get comments from people on the list in 10 days to submit new wording, I wouldn't object to that. Jay Scott?
I don't understand why we can't say that, just explain in a cover to the working group what we did. The PPSC reviewed this. They asked the members of the PPSC to go to their individual constituencies and solicit a review. And these are the comments that were brought back from that round, and not in any way make it a PPSC, just make it a, we're just the process. We don't own any of this. We did think that everyone should look at it again and got those comments, and we're putting those forward to you for consideration, rather than it being from the PPSC, because then we have to get buy-in from all these folks on, is it worded right? Is that something we feel comfortable with PPSC? I think what we were comfortable with is we reached out to groups, we asked them for comments, we brought them back, we gave them to the working group to consider.
Well, we can add into that what Jeff is saying, that the other members of the PPSC can comment on the comments.
Yeah, and that we sent, and we could explain that. We also sent it around once they were consolidated into the thing. They were sent back to the PPSC for consideration, and if we get comments on them, I think we should just put those comments in too, but not alter any of it.
That I can live with easily.
Just don't edit it. That way you don't spend a lot of time.
Okay, let me try one more angle on this. I would like us to agree as a group that these are questions we all deem were important enough not to reopen the process, but were important enough to refer back to the working group work team for its consideration. So even if we don't all agree on the wording and we don't agree with the substance, we all agreed that it was appropriate for these questions for the working group work team to spend time on these issues, that they were that important. And again, I'm trying to establish kind of a I don't want to establish a precedent, especially, and maybe I'm thinking too much about, you know, one of the other work teams as well, but I don't want to establish a precedent that we did this to substitute the work that went on, and it was just another opportunity to comment that should have been done in the working group work team. And maybe, so Aubrey's got a comment as well?
Yeah.
Let me go to Aubrey.
Okay, thanks. I guess I'm sort of agreeing with Jay Scott, and once again offering what's effectively a one or maybe two-word substitution. If each of the comment from PPSC was just changed to comment forwarded by PPSC, and you had his top chapeau paragraph, because I think he's right. I think if we try to wordsmith these things to something that all of you can agree with, and since I'm only sort of an alternate in the PPSC, not, you know, one of the formal NCSG participants, but since it's, you know, you're not going to come, even the few people that are on this call, going to come to agreement on the wording of all these things. So, you know, I think just saying that you're forwarding them, you know, and you don't have to worry, was it a member of the PPSC? Was it something you heard in the wind? Was it something that the PPSC decided wasn't a thing? It's just basically these are all things that the PPSC thought we should consider. But each of the individual statements is not necessarily reflect, does not necessarily reflect the PPSC position.
On the other hand, would it be bad if we appended to each whether to what extent it was supported by the PPSC members?
Then you'd have to manage to get the PPSC to be a fully functional group with all of its constituencies and stakeholder groups represented properly.
Well, so...
Which obviously at the moment it's not quite.
So, all right. Here's what I think we can do. I guess as a PPSC member, the comment by Mike, again, this is as a, let me clarify, this is my role as an individual and registry, I guess, not as chair. I think I read through all the comments. I think all the comments have issues in them that are worthy to go back to the Working Group 14 for them to work on. And I agree with the notion that we may not be able to all agree on how to frame, on the wording to frame these. So if it's what I was trying to do maybe is come up, and maybe it's different. Maybe it's a statement that we have that tries to come up with a couple words that describe the issue and then attach to that statement the exact comments that were received. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. Or is that too complex?
I think I need to hear it one more time.
All right. My idea was if we could summarize in a couple words each of the issues to what they are and forward that to the working group work team and attach to that list as like an appendix to the list word for word the comments received from the individual members.
So you're saying summarize each of them, and in the case of this one, it would be there is a concern that working groups may unreasonably favor those who participate in calls or those who are vocal on calls.
Right. If there's a way we
or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. That the issue is raised with the PPSC, and that's the exact wording of the issue, as Mike worded it, that's going to get passed through as an appendix. But then the issue itself is sort of like how you mentioned it, right? So if that's better, again, I'm trying to make it a little bit easier. We are supposed to act as a steering committee and supposed to boil this stuff down, and the issue itself is not the outcome. Mike had an outcome in his comment. Mike's outcome was calls, no meaningful decision should be made on phone calls, right? That's not the issue. That's kind of his belief or that's what he wants as an outcome. The issue is to what extent or how are those that are unable or unwilling to participate in working group calls, how are they treated as vis-a-vis the other members of the group, right? That's the issue.
So you're essentially looking for someone, staff or us, to summarize each of the issues in an unbiased and even-handed way, which doesn't predict the outcome, but focuses the working team on the issue.
Right. And then if the PPSC as a group can agree by consensus, however I measure that, I'm just kidding. It was a joke. If we can agree, a consensus agree in this group, then we can forward that on. And that's the way I kind of would like it, because then we can, it's a strong statement to the work team to say that the steering committee believed as a group these were important enough issues that should be considered. And by the way, if we think there are some individual comments that shouldn't be considered, or that we believe the working group has already considered, and we'll rely on Jay Scott for, to help us with that, then we may not want to forward every comment on. Again, what I'm trying to...
I have focus, no problem with doing an evaluation of the comments received to decide whether we want to put them forward. And if that's what we're going to do, then I would suggest that we take the list that Marika has put together, and maybe we want to, rather, you know, do an issues list. Here are the issues, here are the comments, and let the PPSC do a vote. Or put it out there and say, this is what we're going to, it usually works easier if you say, this is what we're going to submit to the working group. Do you have a complaint or want something done differently?
Yeah, or do you have any, well.
We're going to call consensus.
Right.
And then once we do that, give them a week. And then after the week, then send it back to the PPSC folks that delivered the comments on behalf of the folks, the integrated copy that has them inserted into the draft, and say, review this and let us know if these have been placed in the draft in an appropriate spot, and give them a week. And then we come back together, look at what everybody's come up with, and we send it out. So it's kind of two stages. One is we agree on the list of issues, whether it needs to be included or not, and we show them the comments. Then once they say yes, we put we give them an issues list in the cover. We tell them we've inserted the appropriate comments where we've been, you know, directed by them.
Jay Scott, that process eliminates the ability of PPSC members, either on their own or behalf of their constituencies, from saying, yes, it's an issue, but I disagree with what the commenter said.
Well, I mean, okay.
That's kind of why I suggested if there was a way we could pull out of these comments what the issue is and then attach, and then that's the list, and then attach the exact comments that were received as
kind
of an appendix.
Okay, I have no problem with that. I mean, saying that the issue one is equal participation, right? Isn't that what Mike's comment has to do with? Equal treatment of participants?
Right.
That's right, and I support that, but I wouldn't support what he's suggesting. So how do we convey that in the written report?
I think Jeff's thing is we would say we've received a comment and we've identified the issue. The PPSC has identified the issue as equal treatment of participants within a working group, both those that attend meetings and those who participate only on the list. And then see comment from Mike Rodenbaugh attached.
Yeah, something like that.
I think what I hear everybody saying is they want to take out sort of the either conclusion or the emotion or
the parts we disagree with.
Or the parts be directing you to this is how it has to be solved.
I mean, just imagine how this call would be different if Mike was on it.
Right. I think he raises all issues should be considered, and I'm not so sure that that issue wasn't considered. I know that certainly in the working group that put together the rules, Aubrey, correct me if I'm wrong, what we normally did was we had two or three people who couldn't make calls. One had a particular standing class, but we would come to resolution on the issue with those on the call. And then everything always, Marika and Aubrey, if I'm correct, then went to the list saying, here's what we've done. What are your thoughts?
Right. So that's I think, and that's good that you all did that, and that's not reflected in the working group, work team report. You know, So the issue is, like you framed it, is the is equal access or equal may imply something, but which Alan may not agree with, but you agree with. So if we could frame the issue as taking out the emotion, taking out the parts people disagree with, taking out that kind of stuff, even from the registry, you know, statement as well, which I think if you boil that down, you know, one is the ability of the liaison to express opinions, right? The issue is that, right? Instead of our recommendation, which is change the wording to make it the same as it is for chairs, right? You boil each one down to a simple issue. I think we can do that, and that way, I would love it for the group, the PPFC, to say yes. This is what we think the issues are, or these are what the issues are, and we want you to address. And it's stronger coming from a PPSC as a group. So, with that said, does anyone? So, if we can, Marika, if we can, and maybe you and I'll work on this. If we can come up with an initial list of trying to boil those down, and then send that to the group, like as J. Scott said, for a week's time to see if people have comments on that list and the wording of those to make sure that we've done our job in removing the emotion and removing the outcome.
Two questions asked. One, is this, do you believe that this list of issues should be sent back to the working group?
Right.
Yes. If so, do you believe the wording in this issues list conveys the issue adequately? Right? Because those are the two questions. That solves, one, whether we should send it back, and two, whether we're saying it in a way that doesn't offend anyone.
I think that's a good suggestion, J. Scott. So, Marika, you got that? So the first question is, should this issue... So we will boil down these comments into a list of issues, hopefully removing the emotion and the biasness or outcomes. Then we'll ask two questions, and we'll submit that list to the PPSC members with question number one saying, should these issues be referred to the working group? And the second question is, if so, do you believe the wording, as we have conveyed it here, or do you believe the wording conveys the issue? Perfect.
And only caveat I would put with that, and other chairs can disagree, but if you disagree about the wording, you have to provide wording. You don't just get to say no.
I think that's a helpful suggestion, so I think we should ask for that as well in that email.
Because then you just get into a spin of you're bidding against yourself.
Yeah, I mean, because if they said it's an issue, then you've at least crossed the first hurdle.
Right.
If they say it's not an issue that should be referred, then we'll have to deal with that if that comes in.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we have our marching orders on this. Marika, you have your hand raised, so.
Yeah, this Marika, I do have a question. So the original language as it's currently in the list will still remain as is, but just submitted as a separate annex, and each of those issues that are identified in the list need a separate description in more neutral language. Have I understood correctly what the approach is?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. Reminds me, J. Scott, of law school.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I would probably do is to have that five-page document you've put together, and you would send that along with the issues list and say, send it to the whole PPC list to say, we received the comments that are attached in the five-page comment document. We have distilled that down into a list of issues, which is attached here to as B. Then I would say, here's what we need from you. Is the list of issues that we've provided something that needs to be passed on to the working group for further consideration, yes or no? If so, is the wording in the issues document satisfactory, or do you believe it, you know, if not, please provide us with alternative wording for consideration?
Yep. I think that sounds like a good approach. Anyone anyone disagree with that approach? Great. Okay, so we will do that, and then the goal is then, Marika, when do you think we can, you and I can send that around to the list?
This is Marika. I can probably send you something tomorrow.
Great, then I'll look at it. So the goal will be to get it out by Monday, and then if we look at a calendar here, and you look at my calendar.
Give them to the following Monday, 16th at the 23rd.
16th to the 23rd, and then give.
Then we'll send, once we get the list of issues, we'd send it back to those people that made the specific comments to make sure they are put in the consolidated document at, before close of business on the 24th, and that would make it like the 31st that they would need to get back to us, which would put us right on track for a September meeting of the working group.
Yeah. You got that, Marika? So after that happens, after we get these comments back from people on the wording of the questions and whether they agree these issues should be raised, we'll go back to your we'll go back to the working group guidelines document that's now posted on Adobe. We'll reinsert the new wording of the issue in the places we believe they should be raised. We'll send that back to the people that submitted comments on the PPSC. Somewhere around the 24th, hopefully, give them a week to say, yes, this is the right place in the document, or no, this is not the right place in the document to insert the comment, and that should allow us to send this back, the entire thing back, to the working group work team by the 1st or somewhere around September 1st or August 31st. Does that make sense?
Margaret, there's a question. So you don't foresee any other calls?
I don't think we need one.
That would depend on what we get in our feedback.
Right. And this will appease Mike Rodovac because it will all be done. No meaningful decision is taken on the...
Ever.
And I would suggest that, just so we don't get accused of filtering anything, that while the issues are put into the consolidated document, that the specific comments, that five-page sheet... be sent around as well.
Yes.
So they can say, they look at the consolidated working group, says, okay, they say, email, blah, 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 see comment from Mike Rosenbaum. Boom.
Yep, I agree with that. And what we should probably do is set up a call for, which we could always cancel, but we should probably set up a call.
Why don't you do a call on the 23rd?
Could, and maybe I'll ask you, Jay Scott, to chair that call. I'm out that week.
Well, I'm just saying that because that's when, if we needed a call, that would be on the issues list, right? And that's when it would come in.
Right. So, Jay Scott, can I ask you to chair that call?
Let me just make sure I'm not committing to something I don't have... power to do. Nope, I'm completely free that day.
All right, how about everybody else? 23rd this time?
Probably okay for me, but I'm not quite sure.
All right, Rick, if we could send out a note to the steering committee and just make sure, and just send around, see if this time is good for everyone but me, and then Scott can share, and I'll be following the emails.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody good?
Yep. I got to run because I got to go upstairs to a meeting. So thanks, guys, everyone, especially Aubrey and Alan.
Thanks, guys. Yes.
Okay.
And so can we – all right, I think that's it. So we can stop the recording, and everyone have a great couple weeks. And I'm sure I'll talk to a number of you on other calls.
There are no other meetings for these couple weeks. This could be – so nice.
Right.